Well, today, I came into my study to get ready to record for the Sunday hour. And as I sat down and opened my computer, I noticed a stack of mail to my right. I reached out, took the stack of mail, I began leafing through it. I saw a piece of mail from a bank relative to an automobile payment that needed to be made. And I went to my calendar and I looked at my calendar to see what I had on tap for today and if I needed to actually make that payment today. And I decided that I needed to go look and see what other bills I had that might be coming due. And the next thing I knew, I had completely forgotten what it was that I had come into my study to do, which was to sit down and record a message for the Sunday hour. Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, and says, "No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." How many times in my life have I come to that place where I was going to take quiet and study the Word of God or prepare for a message, and the things of the world, the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, the crowded, busy schedule suddenly took over my attention, and my attention waned from its primary focus, which was to come in and honor and spend some quiet time with my Lord. This is often the case in holiday season. So many demands and expectations. Expectations from friends and family, cards, gifts, meals, visits. And sometimes, in all of that shuffle, we become so entangled and embroiled in the affairs of the world that we lose sight of the simple command of our commander-in-chief, who says, "Love me with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself." Before we know it, we don't love ourselves, we don't love our neighbor, and we've taken our eyes off the one whom we serve. So, holiday season's coming. Let's make a commitment that we would be good soldiers at this holiday time of year. Let's remember what it is we celebrate. We celebrate the light of the world, our coming Messiah, who came first as a suffering servant, but will come again as a glorious king. We celebrate our inclusion in this story because Jesus Christ died for me. I have come to realize that, and I have accepted the gift of God on my behalf, that his sinlessness and sacrifice covers my sinfulness and my selfishness. We need to remember why we celebrate and not become entangled in civilian affairs, but keep the testimony of love and light on our lips. Keep the joy of Christ in our hearts and not let things distract us from the only thing that matters, that thing which will leave this life with us, the love of God. As you prepare for this Advent season, stay focused on what it is we truly celebrate. The birth of Jesus, the coming of our King, his sacrifice for our sins, and now as we serve him, we await his return with the knowledge that we will be with him in glory. Enjoy the holidays. Keep your focus on what matters. Have a great Sunday.